Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. Schools have begun to let out. If you are not finished, your child or children are about to be finished with school, and it's time to start thinking about what can we do during the summer that maybe will benefit the child or children that you have and give them an educational experience so when they go back to school, they've actually learned something and taken that benefit and rolled it into the new school year, maybe with science and other activities that they're involved in with school. And they may say, hey, I learned that at the Tennessee Aquarium. Right now I have with me the Chief Communications and Marketing Officer, Tom Benson. He's a welcome guest every single time he comes on. We try to update you on what's happening at the aquarium and also at IMAX. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Tom Benson.
Hey, Mark. It's great to be here.
Always glad to have you, my friend, and it's exciting time right now as the schools, as I said, are letting out, and these young people and older people alike are looking for activities, whether it's their children or grandchildren, or they want to see something themselves.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, this year we're really encouraging people because I think you're probably like me and most Americans. The one thing that we don't have enough of is time. You know, it seems like we go from our workplace to our home, and we've got, you know, duties around the house and chores and things like that. And at the end of the day, we're just exhausted. And so we're really hoping that people will take some time for themselves, plan a vacation to Chattanooga, and take advantage of everything that Chattanooga has to offer, especially here at the Tennessee Aquarium and IMAX 3D Theater. We're really encouraging people to slow down. One of the questions I get asked all the time, Mark, is how long does it take to go through the aquarium? And I always tell people, well, that depends on what kind of person you are. We hope that you'll take a lot of time and slow down and enjoy yourself. It's not a race.
And I exactly concur with the trip idea to take that time, to take that vacation. A friend of mine who owns Bankston Motorhomes, he gave me some advice when I was talking about a trip that I was hoping to plan. He said, take the trip, Mark. And that's really what we have to encourage people to find the time and just take the trip.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, remember there was a credit card company that had a spot about how much unused vacation time is, you know, left on the table by Americans every year, and there were kids on there saying, you know, that's the dumbest thing ever. You know, you've got the vacation time coming, you've earned it, and you know, I think that Chattanooga is one of those places where you don't have to travel very far. There's a lot going on. You don't have to wear yourself out going from place to place. And I think people can really kind of soak it all in and enjoy time together in a place that has a lot to offer.
And when they travel to Chattanooga and see the Tennessee Aquarium, they are seeing the most recently voted the country's best aquarium by Newsweek magazine's Reader Choice poll. Amazing for the Tennessee Aquarium.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's a direct reflection of our staff. Everybody who greets our guests when they come through the door or answers their questions or has educational programming that's on the floor. All of our visitor services team, our facilities folks who keep the place looking good, our housekeeping staff that keeps everything spotless, that's all a reflection of their work. And if they weren't doing a great job day in and day out, those kind of rankings wouldn't happen. And we're deeply grateful not only for the staff that we have here that makes the guest experience so wonderful, but also for the readers of Newsweek that chose us over all the other aquariums in the country.
You're exactly right, because readers and listeners will let you know exactly how they feel. And so if they don't have a good experience, they're going to share that. And if they have a great experience, they're willing to share that. And sometimes it's easier to get the negative reviews than the positive. So it means even more to get the positive reviews to lead as the best aquarium in the country.
Yeah, another way to look at that, Mark, is a long time ago we had some customer service training, and the trainer said, it's the difference between 7 and 8 on a scale of 10. A 7 is, Mark, what'd you do this weekend? Well, I went to dinner with my wife. And 8 is, I went to dinner with my wife this weekend, and you got to go to this place. Let me tell you about the food and the service, and people will, you know, really share that experience with others. And so what we're looking for is the 8 and above ratings from our guests. We want them to tell other people about the great time that they had here at the Tennessee Aquarium. Not just, yeah, we had a good time. I had a great time, but you know what? You need to go there because this is a fantastic place. And that's why these accolades like the Newsweek Reader's Poll mean so much to us, because again, that's the kind of thing that we strive for every day.
Let's tell people now how the Memorial Day weekend is getting kicked off at the Tennessee Aquarium.
Yeah, we've got a brand new documentary coming to our IMAX theater that starts Friday the 24th, and it'll run through June 2nd. We've got daily screenings at 5 p.m. of The Blue Angels. This is a brand new 90-minute documentary about the Blue Angels. I'm sure most of your listeners have probably experienced the Blue Angels at some point in their life at an air show or a flyover. Perhaps we're a sporting event where the Blue Angels flew over. And there is just a fascination with these incredible pilots and the amazing maneuvers that they can do. And this film was shot with IMAX cameras to give the best presentation on a giant IMAX screen with that 12-channel audio. So you're going to feel like you're in the cockpit with these pilots doing these amazing maneuvers at 400 miles per hour, Mark, only 18 inches apart in some of those fantastic formations. And the Blue Angels gave special opportunities. They have what they call inside the box. Whenever they're performing, there's a designated portion of the airspace. That's the box that they perform in. And they typically don't let civilian aircraft within the box during those air shows, but they granted special permission to the IMAX filmmakers to have a helicopter with a giant IMAX camera that could shoot at 1,000 frames per second. So imagine these jets racing towards the IMAX camera, and then that 1,000 frames per second means that you get super slow-mo action of, you know, the air currents flying over the wing and the pilots and the maneuvering. And then they had another jet that had the IMAX camera that was sort of orbiting the show as it was going on, and IMAX cameras inside the cockpits with the pilots and attached to the wings of some of the Blue Angels aircraft. So you have this sort of really in-depth virtual experience of being inside the plane as these amazing pilots are going through these incredible performances. But beyond that, you also get to know these pilots a little bit. Like, a lot of people wonder, like, how do you become a Blue Angel pilot? So you understand the training and the process of being selected, and then you see a new team of pilots coming together as the next class of pilots. One of them is Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee, and Amanda is the first female Blue Angel pilot in their history. And so it's really an inspiring story for young women to see that this is now a barrier that has been broken by a very outstanding combat veteran pilot who has earned her wings to be able to fly with the Blue Angels.
When did this come across your desk that the Blue Angels, this 2D documentary, was going to happen at the IMAX?
So we've had some, we participate in the Giant Screen Cinema Association. We've been to some conferences where we've seen some snippets and some clips. This film has been in production, as you might imagine, for quite some time. Some of the filmmakers who are producing this, like J.J. Adams, that a lot of folks will recognize from some of the Star Wars films, helped produce this film. Some of the filmmakers that were involved with Top Gun Maverick were involved with producing this film. The difference is, all of the scenes that were captured for this film are real scenes. They're not redos. In other words, they captured the action as it was, like a fly-through of a program in one time. They didn't keep shooting the action over and over. And there's no CGI that's used in this film. So this is all actual footage of the Blue Angels. And again, most of our documentary films that we show at the IMAX Theater here at the Tennessee Aquarium are in the 45-minute realm. This is sort of a double feature for the price of a 45-minute film. You get this 90-minute experience.
Tom, can you give me your level of excitement on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, the trailer looks unbelievable in our theater. I haven't seen the full production yet, but what I have heard is a number of reviewers who are professional film critics that are just absolutely blown away by the feeling that you're with the Blue Angels and, you know, looking up and seeing the other plane, you know, just a few inches away from the cockpit of the plane that you appear to be in. So it's really a virtual thrill ride, but it's also a very inspiring tale of how these pilots have given a lot for their country to serve in combat and then do these demonstration shows to inspire people about, you know, the folks in the Navy and how they are, you know, highly trained, highly skilled professionals with an incredible aircraft that they're flying.
And so far, folks, all we've talked about is the IMAX pretty much. We haven't even gotten into the aquarium yet. And if you'll stick with me, Tom, let's do that in another segment, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we have Tom Benson, the Chief Communications and Marketing Officer for the Tennessee Aquarium. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Back to the Mark White Show. I love having this guy on the Mark White Show to talk about the Tennessee Aquarium. It is a great place. My family loves it. We enjoy the visit. It's a must for the White family in the summertime to go to the Tennessee Aquarium. And beyond the Tennessee Aquarium, the other activities that you can go and do, the experiences you can have in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
That's great to be here.
It's always wonderful, a pleasure to have you here on the show and to talk about the IMAX, to talk about the Tennessee Aquarium. We have a lot of people right now who are making plans, and it's the perfect time to start making plans and lock in the date where they're going to say, okay, folks, get in the car. We're going to travel to Chattanooga and experience the Tennessee Aquarium and IMAX.
Yeah, summer is a great time, and our staff really enjoys it too. It's fun to see families coming together and making memories together here.
So let's jump into the aquarium side. We talked about the IMAX in the last segment, when people can go and have an interactive and learn like the Stingray Bay Touch experience. What is that like for people who come and enjoy that experience, Tom?
Well, it depends on the age of the traveler. My two granddaughters, especially one of them, the younger of the two, I sometimes have to hang on to the back of their shorts because they would almost jump in there and snorkel with the stingrays. Again, it's an experience that kids absolutely love. And let's be honest, the parents do too. I still do. And it's not just the Stingray Bay Touch Tank. In the River Journey building, we, of course, have the Lake Sturgeon Touch Tank. And that's a great opportunity for our educators who are there helping facilitate that experience to let people have the opportunity to touch one of these big fish that lives in the Tennessee River right here in the Tennessee and Alabama areas. It's a program that we've been working for more than 20 years to restore Lake Sturgeon into the Tennessee and Cumberland Rivers with our partners. We have put more than 330,000 of these fish back into those waterways, and we're getting to a point now where we may start seeing some natural recruitment or reproduction of those fish on their own, similar to success stories that have happened in other parts of the country where these long-term conservation efforts have taken place.
Now, I may get the name wrong, but it's Joel Sartore's Photo Arc Project.
You got it exactly right, Joel Sartore. He's been a great friend of the Tennessee Aquarium. He's visited here 9 times to take pictures of some of our endangered species that are here. His goal is really to document animals around the world that are in human care at zoos, aquariums, science centers, and conservation organizations to really keep a photo and video record of these incredible animals and to inspire people to get to know them a little bit better and to appreciate all wildlife, big and small. And he does this by photographing the animals on either a white background or a black background. And that's to create a photo portrait that levels the playing field. So you appreciate the elephant just as much as you do some of these very colorful fish that we have at the Tennessee Aquarium. And again, helping people look that animal in the eye. Certainly you can watch the animal's behavior at the Tennessee Aquarium as they move through their habitats. But when you can freeze that moment of time, when you can look that animal in the eye, when you can see all of the details of the scales or the turtle shell or their feet, or the fuzzy face of a lemur, you make a deeper connection. And that's what we're hoping to do, is just inspire people to look at wildlife in all its forms and appreciate all animals for what they are. And hopefully by having that experience at the Tennessee Aquarium, you will be inspired to take your kids or your grandkids out in nature on nature hikes and, you know, look at some of the natural phenomena that are happening. I think there's a lot of folks right now that are cursing the cicadas, or they're loving the cicadas because they're so unusual and only show up every 13 or 17 years.
Yes.
I was going to say, it's been fun watching the birds here in downtown Chattanooga chasing them around the trees, because there's like these little aerial duels where the blackbirds and sparrows are, you know, flying after these cicadas and really doing some pretty amazing, like almost dog fights, you know, chasing them down and eating them. I saw one outside the tree here at my office, at the IMAX Theater, feeding its young a cicada, and it was a pretty neat moment to see.
Absolutely, and I totally agree, because I have seen people posting pictures on a special page where photographers post their best work, and a lot of cicada pictures have been posted, and then other people will share on Facebook how they're being irritated by the cicadas or their trees are covered with cicadas. But it only happens every so often, so we can live with it for just a little while longer. We'll be okay.
Yeah, Rose Segbers, our entomologist, has done a couple of radio segments, and she's really impressed upon people that, yes, they can be really noisy, but boy, do they play an important role in the environment. Wild turkeys, for example, eat a lot of those bugs. They feed fish populations, and as they go through their life cycle, die, and decay, they add nutrients to our soil. So, yes, they're noisy. They're sort of a temporary problem with the noise levels. They don't have stingers or teeth, so they're not going to harm humans. They're just really loud, but they're so important for feeding birds, fish, and helping improve the soil conditions that their mass numbers actually means a shot in the arm of nature around us.
One of the things I want to bring out, when people go to the aquarium, some of the behaviors that have happened recently when it comes to the sharks in the 618,000 gallon saltwater exhibit, where they may see spawning behavior?
Yeah, we had some video captured a couple of times this year and the last 2 years of sharks mating in our secret reef exhibit. Those tend to happen very sporadically. They are at a certain time of year. But we created this mountain stream exhibit in our new Bridges to Rivers gallery to mimic a mountain stream in our region. And these streams are full of very colorful fish that get even more colorful during the breeding season. And we had our scientists out in the field snorkeling, observing behavior, taking note of where rock formations were and how water flowed around rocks and through different pools of water. And then we had a grant to build a replica of this exhibit off-site so we could fine-tune that flow and to make sure that we were replicating a mountain stream as accurately as possible for the animals. And what we had happen this spring was there's a species of fish called the river chub. These guys can get up to about 12 inches in length. The ones that we have in Ridges to Rivers right now are between 6 and 8 inches in length. And the males will take little rocks in their mouth and build a very impressive nest in the bottom of the stream, and they start laying their eggs in there. But what happens is that triggers breeding behavior in 3 or 4 other species of fish that get brightly colored, and you sort of have this frenzy of activity. And, you know, the river chubs are pretty remarkable. If you or I were moving that volume of rocks, it would be tons of rocks that they move with their mouth. So imagine you or I trying to pick up a 10-pound rock or a rock the size of a bowling ball, carry it across the yard and plunk it down, and then just keep carrying rocks in our mouth until we had this nest that to us would probably be 6 to 8 feet high and probably 30 feet around. But to that fish, you know, it's 6 or 7 inches high and about 12 to 14 to 16 inches in diameter. And then, you know, all of the other fish gather around that place, and it's a very important place for their life cycle as well. And so our biologists were thrilled. We shared the video with other scientists across the Southeast and some of our colleagues at other AZA-accredited zoos and aquariums, and everybody was really just ecstatic that this natural behavior was happening in such a phenomenal way. And this morning, Mark, I went over there, and the river chub has now moved that entire nest from the middle of the exhibit over to the left-hand side, and the other fish are still collecting over it. But it's just kind of funny how who knows, he may move that entire nest again, but it's a remarkable behavior, and it's something that you will only see here at the Tennessee Aquarium.
And let's not leave out the pollinator pathway in pollinator season as people go through pollinator-friendly native plant gardens.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I spent last summer creating a raised bed with my granddaughters. They helped map it out. They helped pick out the plants. And, you know, we had a great time planting those flowers and enjoying the butterflies and bees that came into the yard. Those plants are flourishing again this year. And at the aquarium, we've done a similar thing around the landscaping of the Tennessee Aquarium's 2 buildings. And we have put signage out there talking about pollinators and their importance. This is a partnership with the Tennessee Department of Transportation's Pollinator Habitat Program. Over Earth Day, we gave out seed packets for folks to plant native seeds and have these flowers coming up to help pollinators in their yard. And we'll be doing that again Pollinator Week in June. And we'll also bring back Flight of the Butterflies 3D, which features monarch butterflies at our IMAX theater. So these are things that, you know, people are always looking for ways to improve the environment, improve the world around them. And I would encourage folks as they're going to their garden centers to think about planting native perennials that enhance the beauty of your yard, but also invite wildlife into your yard, such as butterflies and bees, that help these pollinating creatures that are facing steep declines because of changes to their environment.
And Tom, for all of these experiences, where do we want people to go to plan a visit?
Yep, tnaqua.org, or you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or Threads.
Tom Benson, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about the Tennessee Aquarium and IMAX Theater. You're always welcome on the show, and I'm looking forward to our visit this summer.
Yeah, I hope you get a chance to come, and we appreciate every opportunity to chat with you.
Folks, Tom Benson, he is the Chief Communications and Marketing Officer at the Tennessee Aquarium. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Special kind of people.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.